Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donovan swings and he hits it to the right field corner. Scott's off to the races. He's around second. He's being waved around third. Another double for Donovan. The throw to the plate. Safe! Safe! It's a tie game at 8. The fourth double tonight. A record-tying double for Brendan Donovan. And the Cardinals have come all the way back.
Well, that was a fun one last night as the Cardinals approach the end of the 2025 season. They gave us a show in San Francisco last night, so hopefully you stayed up and listened to it on 104.1 FM KMOX, and you heard that man, John Rooney, on the call, and he joins us now. It's good to have you with us, John. How you feeling after that one?
Where am I? Oh, I just woke up. No, it was a fun comeback. It wasn't fun for a while. When the Giants got up to 8 runs, but the comeback was unbelievable. And for the third game in a row, Ivan Herrera has hit a multi-run homer. He had a pair of 2-run homers to help the Cardinals come back against Milwaukee and then win the first game of the series here. And then he hit a 3-run shot, and Nolan Arenado unloaded for his first home run. I think it was the 21st of June, a game winner against the Reds that he hit at home. But he hit a rocket to left field just inside the pole. And Ricky and I were talking between innings when they brought Joel Piguero in to pitch in the 8th inning. And Ricky said, we're not going to hit this guy. And we didn't. He is a hard thrower, has a great slider. But we both said, well, he has the 8th, but their closer, Walker, has the 9th. And I think we can get a run or two off of him because the Cardinals beat him in St. Louis. They were down 2-0 in an Andre Pallante start on the 6th of September and came back with 3 runs without an out to win in the bottom of the 9th. And last night they got 2 runs against him, but Brendan Donovan was unreal. He's been playing with turf toe and lower body ailments, and he was able to go and hit 4 doubles, tying a major league record, joining Ducky Medwick and Matt Carpenter, 2 Cardinals who had done it in the past. But his double, and he found the opening in right field. I just took a look to right field right before the pitch, and the right fielder was playing way off the line over toward right center. And when that ball hit down, I knew Scott was coming around. He's too fast, and they couldn't throw him out. And then another clutch hit for Burleson. Just an exciting comeback last night. And I'm glad to see the guys just aren't here going through the motions, playing out the string. Because there are guys playing for jobs next year, and they're going about it the right way.
One of them is Herrera, who I think has one locked up, obviously, at this point. And whether he is behind the plate, which they're going to try to get him better behind the plate when he comes back from his surgery in the offseason. You know, there's always the possibility he DHs or plays in the outfield again. But Herrera, as a bat, John, has really emerged as a big part of their offense.
Well, he emerged early. You remember, he had the 3-home-run game on the opening homestand and then hit one in Boston before he went out with a knee injury. And you consider all the time that he's missed on the injured list with the knee problem and lower body ailments, that he might have 35 home runs the way he's going about it. But the man can hit. And there are times he's going to go through some stretches where he'll pop up or strike out, but he finds ways to make the adjustment and then get back to hitting the ball the way he wants. And we're witnessing that right now. He's on a roll. And Arenado had a tough error in the game last night. Ground ball to third after Pallante had loaded the bases, and he threw home. And Patrick Bailey was running inside the third base line like they're taught to do. Arenado didn't have a throwing lane, hit him, and two runs scored on that play. And the inning snowballed to a five-run inning, but he was able to come back. Arenado was, hit a big home run in the comeback, and I was happy to see that for him.
I know we talked a little bit about Arenado on Monday during Gas House Gang, and you know we'll continue to talk about him. And yesterday, Ali Marmol mentioned that he's really been such a good clubhouse presence. And I asked him specifically the hard work that he puts in off the field, if that is rubbing off on the younger players who see him as an example. And Ali says it is. How important is it for the Cardinals or any team really to have somebody like that in the dugout, in the clubhouse?
Well, I mean, if you have great players, they will rub off on other players and make them even better. It just happens. Is he a rah-rah guy? No. I mean, he plays with a lot of emotion. And Nolan is one of those guys that every pitch is the last pitch of the season, the seventh game of the World Series. That's the way he has gone about it. Not all players can play an entire 162-game schedule and have that kind of intensity. But that's just the way Nolan Arenado is geared. But it does rub off. I mean, I was talking with Von Herrera, a couple other players. I said, you watch Arenado, some of the plays he's made since coming back from his shoulder issues, you just shake your head. How does he do it? I've seen a lot of third basemen in 40-some years of following Major League Baseball, and I've seen some really good ones going back to Brooks Robinson. Watched him play when I was a kid. And we've seen Scott Rolen in St. Louis and marveled how well that Hall of Fame third baseman played and helped carry the Cardinals to a championship. And Arenado just never ceases to amaze me some of the plays he can make. He tried to get the force out at home and hit Bailey last night, and that was an unfortunate error. And he had gone 73 games without an error before making one on Monday night. And that was a tough error on a low throw to first base. But he comes back with platinum glove and gold glove plays almost all the time. And he has said in the past, I pull home runs. That's how he hits. And he pulled one last night, and they had to have it in the comeback.
John, we talk about Nolan Arenado, right, his talent, his presence on the field, and also how a lot of these young guys, well, maybe the Cardinals aren't going to the playoffs, but they're trying to earn their spot for next year. But it's easy to take for granted that the leadership and experience that Arenado brings as well to the clubhouse. And if he's not with the team next year, where do you look for leadership on this Cardinals team? Because it's a younger team, and you don't want to take for granted what Arenado brought.
Well, you have guys like Brendan Donovan, and you don't know what's going to happen in terms of reshaping the team and what trades will be made during the off season, because a lot of teams would love to have a Brendan Donovan, and the Cardinals included there. Mm-hmm. But Donovan, Burleson, those guys have leadership qualities, that's for sure. And I think a guy like Michael McGreevy can move along, and this is career progresses, and you're not going to have that right now from him, but he has those qualities that I see in being able to show younger pitchers and other people in the clubhouse what it's like to compete on a day-to-day basis. Those things develop. They didn't happen overnight for Albert Pujols or for Yadier Molina, but they became huge leaders as time went on, and you have to see how all that plays out. But it's going to be an interesting offseason, probably one of the most interesting offseasons I've ever been a part of in trying to reshape a roster and get ready to get back to competing for championships, because that's the whole idea behind this. And Chaim Bloom, he's not coming in there just to paint. He's in there to reshape the organization and get them back on the right foot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it will be a fascinating offseason for sure. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, how much activity there is going to be, but I think Cardinals fans are certainly going to be paying very close attention to what happens. You know, John, as we get close to the end of the season, and I know you'll be visiting with us on Friday on the Gas House Gang, Mike Claiborne will be part of that show as well. What is it like for you as you start to wind down here with just what now, four games left to go?
I have four games to do, and then we get to pick our own friends after that.
Poor Ricky.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, they're our family from the time we get down to Florida about the middle of February until it's all over. And we hope that it's over in late October. That's what we like to have. That kind of scenario. But no, you have four games to go and then wind down a little bit, follow the postseason and then follow what's going to take place in reshaping the team for 2026, because I think it's going to be a very fascinating offseason and get to the Cardinals Care winter warm up, the caravan. And at that point, things really pick up and you're in spring training doing spring training games before you know it. So the holidays seem to, once you get past the holidays, it's a fast track to getting into a new season, and that's kind of the way it shapes up for me. I'm happy to, you know, see Mike Schilt get a shot to manage in the postseason, and my good friend Tom Hamilton, who was a Ford Frick Award winner, he broadcasts the Cleveland Guardians, and what they're doing is simply phenomenal in coming back. They lead the division. Yeah, yep. They're tied, but they have the tiebreaker. So right now, they're the division leader in Detroit. Has fallen from grace. They're a wild card at this point. They still have a couple of games to go in their series. That's going to be interesting to follow, and interesting to follow what's going on with Terry Francona and the Cincinnati Reds. But it's still very interesting to follow what the Cardinals are doing, because they're playing like they're going to the playoffs right now, taking two out of three from Milwaukee and a chance to sweep the series here. And I just saw on the app where Brubaker is going to start tonight. So a bullpen game for San Francisco instead of Robbie Ray going up against Sonny Gray.
Well, John, yeah, I know as we got to let you go, but I was going to ask you about the Guardians, because you always say, you know, these players are playing hard to make the playoffs, even if it looks like they have no chance. And the Guardians were 15 and a half games back on July 8th, 9.5 games back on September 10th. And man, oh man, there probably were a lot of fans who did not expect them to be in this position. What a comeback.
No, not at all. No, not at all, because I can look back at the 2011, how far the Cardinals were back, and they happened to get in on the very last day of the season, a great game pitched down in Houston by Chris Carpenter, and then make a run and beat Philadelphia, a team that many thought would end up in the World Series. And then the Cardinals beat the Rangers in the World Series in the great Game 6 with David Freese home run. And then the Cardinals were able to come back from a couple of runs down and win Game 7 That's the way that team played it out through September, right on through the postseason, and that's what the Guardians are doing right now. I see so many similarities, but their pitchers just don't give up much. That's the whole key. You pitch it and catch it and find a way to score a run just to be one better than the other guy. You're going to play very late in the season, and I'm really fascinated by what Cleveland is doing. And it was funny, a funny thing, because when we played Cleveland, they didn't look very good. They weren't hitting anything, and the Cardinals swept the three-game series. And when the Cardinals played Detroit earlier in the season, they looked like they were going to be unstoppable, unbeatable. But you have to play the whole 162 to decide everything, and they're taking it right down to the last few games.
Yeah, Cleveland's only lost five times this month. They've played great ball. And I love Tom Hamilton, too. You mentioned him. He's incredible. One last thing for you, John. We do have a listener named Dusty who was wanting to know, and this is not something I have noticed on the broadcast.
Is that our pitching coach?
No, it is not. It is not. At least I don't think so. But Dusty asks why you use the term switch batters instead of switch hitters, and wondering if it's an homage to somebody.
Oh, Ernie Harwell used to say that, and that's I just always say switch batter. I just kind of like that. Everybody else says he's a switch hitter, but same thing.
Yeah,
they know what I'm talking about. But Ernie Harwell said that all the time, and I thought I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it. I guess I never really picked up on that.
Sounds good.
Interesting. John Rooney, let's talk again Friday. Gas House Gang, 12:30. But until then, we appreciate you.
All right, you got it.
John Rooney tonight on the call, 8:45 first pitch here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We got the pregame show at 7:50. 7:50, you are going to have to stay up late again tonight. But don't worry, it's the last time you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time you got to be up late listening to Cardinals baseball on 104.1 FM KMOX and the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.